cars. Everything, you know, is electrified nowadays, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore the belief comes into, you know, through electricity to the people, whatever. That's why we play so loud, because it doesn't actually hit through the eardrums like most groups do nowadays. You know, they say, well, we're going to play loud too because they're playing loud. And they got this real shrill sound, you know, and it's really hard. We plan for our sound to go inside the soul of the person, actually, you know, and see if they can awaken some kind of thing in their minds, you know, because there's so many sleeping people.
I want to clear something with you. I heard you use the expression, an electric tree.
Here will.
Let me see one word to describe. Music, it be sanctified. Show the way when I can't decide. Give me strength that they can't divide. Please rise for this moment of prayer. As the bass shakes on, sitting out of the air. We gon' keep rocking till the day of judgment is here. Let the organ touch your soul till you're free of your fears. The new beginning is near. Now that you're fully aware, we gon' keep the service moving till the drums and the snare. Hezekiah appears, though the speakers bump a lot, your inner peace is so clear. Soothing like piano, close my eyes and go to heaven. Where Marley is the preacher and Shakur is the reverend. Soon to be joined by Ray Charles and John Lennon. B.I.G. waiting just to give the crowd his blessings. Miss Aaliyah listening to all of their confessions. Mr. Jackson dancing on the floor to perfection. With Kurt Cobain and Mr. Gay, voices lead the choir. With Hendrix singing hymns till he sets his strings on fire.
Pretty soon I believe that they're gonna have to rely on music to like get some kind of peace of mind or satisfaction, direction actually, more so than politics, because like politics is really on eagle scene, you know. That's why I look at it. It's not a big fat eagle scene, for instance. Well, yeah, it's the art of words, which means nothing, you know.
True peace and love and music, you know, and liberty. Now you see, there's a war going on. Death is trying to take life, and life is stronger than death. But people believe that death is stronger than life, but we know that life is stronger than death. So life is the road, you know.
Trust me, this is what's real. And all that other shit is to control you. If the churches took half the money that they was making and gave it back to the community, we'd be all right. If they take half the buildings that they used to praise God and gave it to motherfuckers to need God, we'd be all right. We'd be all right. Have you seen some of these goddamn churches lately? It's ones that take up the whole block in New York. It's homeless people out here. Why ain't God letting them stay here? Why these niggas got gold ceilings and shit? Why God need gold ceilings to talk to me? Why do God need colored windows to talk to me? Why God can't come where I'm at, where he sent me? If God wanted to talk to me in a pretty spot like that, why the hell he send me here then?